Many economists think the economic fallout from the coronavirus pandemic could lead the U.S. into another recession. The roller coaster ride on Wall Street will likely continue today as U.S. stock futures are up over 3% right now. So here's the question we want to pose this morning. Though we've enjoyed steady economic growth in Massachusetts for years now, will the crisis cause lasting changes to our local economy? For a look at that, we're joined this morning by Boston University Finance Professor Mark Williams. Professor, good morning. Thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Yes, good morning, Bob.
So let's start this way. You have said that this outbreak, this crisis, will prove that Boston is not recession-proof. What do you mean?
Sure. Well, the last two recessions, Boston has been buffeted by the fact that we've had institutions such as higher education, we've had big sports franchises, which have helped to buffer it. But the reality is now that COVID-19 is stopping the congregation of large crowds. So even Fenway Park, April 2nd, is going to be delayed opening day. We have big sports events, National Basketball League, for example, that's delayed. So in essence, this time is different. COVID-19 is significant, and it'll change how Boston actually weathers the storm.
Where are we vulnerable economically?
Well, it's interesting. We're very vulnerable in the financial services industry. The market's already down 30%, and many have argued that could drop further. In education, we are the epicenter. We are the capital of education here in Boston. We have over 35 colleges and universities just within the confines. You know, over 250,000 students were asked to leave campus, and they're not here in Boston to spend. And many of these students, when they graduate, they end up staying here, starting new businesses, working, and actually contributing to the economy.
Considering this pandemic is impacting the global economy, are we at greater risk here precisely because the greater Boston economy has become so global? We have outreach in Europe, in Asia, and around the world.
Yes, and I think in particular in our educational system here. You know, 65,000 international students come to Boston, or at least before COVID-19, every fall to start their education. You know, their question is, these students now have gone back home, how many will come back, and how will that impact our universities and colleges?
What about industries? We've seen hotels, restaurants, stores all shutting down in the last few weeks. What other industries are being hard hit?
Well, we see, for example, a Boston Convention Center. It claims to be bringing up to $1 billion of economic activity to Boston, but folks aren't congregating. You know, we have policies now where no more than 25 people should be in a room together. That really stops the conversations about having conferences. It also stops restaurants. We have over 2,000 restaurants, over 100 big hotels. All of these industries are suffering right now.
Some experts believe that this crisis could drive down Greater Boston's high housing costs eventually. What do you think?
I agree. Commercial development in Boston, it's just been a cottage industry. We've had over 1 million square feet of commercial development approved each year. The planning board can't even meet now to decide whether new construction should be done. The virus has created a hold on lots of construction. Banks are stopping lending. Consumers are stopping spending. And that's going to slow our Boston economy down dramatically.
If you look ahead, what do you think the challenges are that we'll face when we start to come out of this, when we recover from the pandemic?
Well, it's interesting. I officially, we're not in a recession. But I think many of us realize as we're having these conversations, we've definitely started. I think probably March will be the start of the recession. And the question really is, when will the recession end? And then also, when will COVID-19 be solved? And until that problem is solved, you know, this could actually go on until we're here in June, July, through the summer. And if so, that could be very detrimental. We're seeing unemployment rates increasing in Boston already. Just in 1 month, we went from hot economy in February to a cold economy.
Let me ask you one last question, kind of the bottom line question. Will the crisis cause lasting changes or permanent damage to our local economy? And if so, how?
Well, I think the operative word here is remote. I think we're all learning how to work remotely, and I think technology has come in, you know, even from the professional standpoint of teaching and lecturing and meetings. Zoom is really being used a lot. I think we're going to learn a lot about how to redesign our businesses, manufacturing in the Boston area in particular, are looking about how to redesign manufacturing where it's less labor intensive, and also how we can work remotely.
All right. Boston University Finance Professor Mark Williams, thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Sure. Yeah, have a good day.